a boat's like sailing over the horizon, it starts to disappear bottom up. And the reason for that, a lot of people say that, you know, it's because the Earth is a globe. And the actual reason that I've found is because of refraction.
Nope.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
refraction can't make only the bottom part of the boat disappear.
So, I mean, there are some studies like the Otto experiment, if you're familiar. It just proved that refraction bends light towards the denser medium, and that's why the boat disappears bottom up. It's the Otto experiment. I mean, not to mention several other things like electromagnetism and the Hercules temperature paradox.
What about it?
Yeah, like electromagnetism is, in my opinion, really what many people believe gravity to be. So, for instance, the Hercules temperature paradox proved that electromagnetism was actually based off the Earth's pull towards a centralized system instead of gravity.
Yeah, you realize that you have, in order for that to be the case, there has to be a difference in charge between the two different materials.
Right, and that's exactly where the fifth executive fish study comes into play. So you see that that is what, I mean, the fifth executive fish study, it actually compared the atmospheric pressure to the pressure found at the Mariana Trench.
What does that have to do with electromagnetism?
Well, essentially what it did was it proved the existence of a firmament, and when a firmament is existing,
We literally just went to the moon.
I just disagree. I think NASA can alter a lot of the images that they show us, the data. I think that it's all skewed.
They can't fake zero gravity for multiple minutes.
Sure they can.
How?
Have you ever heard of the planes that go up into the sky and then they dive down? And
yeah.
There's just green screens in those. Yeah.
Yeah. The parabolic flights can only last for like 45 seconds at the most. We have uninterrupted multi-minute streams with the astronauts.
I mean, well, another study, if you would.
We're just going to talk about whether or not they can fake the zero gravity. That is the only thing we're talking about.
Right. Are you familiar with Caleb F.E.?
Yeah, the Nazi piece of shit. I'm aware of him.
I wouldn't go that far, but I've had multiple collabs with. I've had multiple collabs with him, and he's. I think he's a.
To quote
really
Caleb F.E., the Nazis weren't doing anything that crazy. Direct quote. It's a Holocaust denying Nazi piece of shit, and he should die tomorrow. No, yesterday.
Extreme. I think that it's all context based, and that, you know, that
there's no context in which you can make that claim and it's okay. There is no context. None at all.
All right. Well, on to the more pressing matter, which is the Earth being flat, which it clearly is, in my opinion. What we were talking about, you know, the planes that would dive, and it's not necessarily that you have to dive for a continual 5 minutes to, you know, fake a 5 minute scene. It's just that you can you can patch together 30-second segments, and with editing, which is more than possible, you can make full-on films that are apparently in zero gravity or in space.
So let's just say that – let's just take your word for it. Okay, what evidence that that's what they actually did do you have? Is your imagination your only evidence?
No, there's lots of evidence. I mean, watch the Artemis thing. They lag all the time. It's cuts in between.
What does lagging have to do with any – oh, so those are cuts?
Those are cuts, yeah. Okay.
Let's see. I have footage from the International Space Station. I'm just trying to...
Also, yeah, while you're finding that, I'm not sure. You might have seen this. During the launch of Artemis, there were like four cable carts that descended down from the top where the rocket was being launched, where the crew was loaded on. And any person that has any amount of, you know, intellect at all would be able to understand that those are the astronauts escaping the capsule prior to the shuttle launching. So
that's interesting. And by interesting, I mean stupid. Okay, so can you see this?
I can see it.
Okay, so there's a guy running sideways.
Right.
Why is gravity not pulling him down?
Why is gravity not pulling? Well, the camera is rotated 90 degrees.
Okay, so let's just say that's so. If the camera's rotated 90 degrees, why is she not falling down?
Because it's a dual bilayer video, so they're both rotated.
How can they both be rotated?
It's a dual bilayer Photoshop mechanic. I've used CGI before, and you know, other kind of softwares online. It's very possible.
It just because you can imagine it doesn't really make it possible.
I mean, I've done it before.
I can imagine me jumping over the Empire State Building.
Yeah, but you haven't actually done it before. I have. I have edited this kind of stuff.
And it looks like this?
Yeah, you can do dual bilayer editing with 90-degree rotations in between each frame.
I mean, if you're just going to claim nuh-uh to everything, then there's just nothing we can possibly talk about.
Well, no, it's not.
So how are they floating like this? How is that possible?
Like I said, dual bilayer adjustment of 90 degree. Yeah. It is interesting.
No, it's not interesting, Trevor.
I'm just saying, if humans came from monkeys, why are there still monkeys? You can't have an atmosphere next to a vacuum. The Big Bang violates the second law of thermodynamics. Everything that's created requires a creator. Show me curvature. There are no missing links. Evolution has never been observed. The Earth is only 6,000 years old.
Question, I guess. I've been doing a lot of research into evolution, and it appears to have a lot of backing that makes sense. This kind of all, I know you probably don't care about backstory, but this kind of all happened when I found out that the Bible actually teaches flat earth, which is just very obviously incorrect.
You're right.
So that kind of like threw me for a loop, because I used to be a young earth creationist and everything. I was never a flat earther, but I was like, all right, the Bible clearly has information in it that if God exists, he allowed incorrect cosmology to exist in the Bible, right?
Yes.
So I went down this rabbit hole of like, okay, well, what else in the Bible could be wrong? I started reading into evolutionary biology. And like I said, there's a lot of things that make sense. But that's a problem for me, because if evolution is true, then the entire point of the Bible is false, right? So my specific question is, do you personally know of any evolutionary biologists that are still Christians, that still have a faith? And could you point me to them? Because I would really like to know how they reconcile something with as much evidence as evolution with the idea that we were created, sinless, then fell and needed Jesus to come save us.
I can think of three pretty famous examples. What the hell's his name? The guy that headed the Human Genome Project. Why can't I remember his name? Chat, help me out. I feel so embarrassed. What the hell was his name? Francis Collins. Man, what is wrong with me? So, Francis Collins, it was a pretty late in life conversion to Christianity. I think he grew up kind of secular for the most part. And from what I've heard, his conversion story was he went on a hike and he was probably exhausted, and I don't know if you did sports growing up, but like if you've heard of the thing called the runner's high, you know, you can get some euphoria from exercise. And he was doing this hike, and he apparently on the hike encountered a waterfall that was frozen into like three separate streams. And somehow at that moment, he thought that that was a sign that Christianity is true, because the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit or something. It's like, it's very strange. I don't know much more about it than that.
Okay.
But he fully believes in evolution. I've seen him. I haven't really watched much of them, but I've seen him debate young earth creationists who don't believe in evolution before. You can watch it on YouTube. I think the channel Premier Unbelievable has some of that. I actually like that YouTube channel. I think it's pretty good.
Well, I'm no longer a young earth creationist. Like, it just kind of seems ridiculous. And that was another thing. Like, after finding out that the Bible presents a flat earth, I started looking into the Genesis account, and it seems much more likely that's just like a priestly kind of creation account, or like a polemic against Egypt's gods, because the Israelites were coming out of Egypt, allegedly, according to the Bible, right? They were coming out of Egypt where they had just been part of a polytheistic religious society. Yeah. So whoever wrote the Torah was like, all right, we got to get away from that and move to monotheism. God did all this in 6 days, yada, 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 right? I'm no longer a young earth creationist because, I mean, geology alone kind of makes that seem ridiculous. But one thing I will point out, I see a lot of people in your chat that are kind of just like, why would you want to hold on to something false or that seems ridiculous? Like, and I have nothing against you guys. I just want to point out, though, that this is like, for a lot of people, a matter of life and death. And it's quite scary to potentially realize that something you've believed your entire life could potentially be wrong. So that's just, I just wanted to say that.
That's fine. Anyways, couple of others. There's a guy that runs a YouTube channel called Clint's Reptiles, and he's Christian, but he fully believes in evolution. A lot of his most popular content is debunking really stupid creationist talking points. I don't know anything about how he works his faith into also believing in evolution. Maybe he's made material about it. Maybe he hasn't. I don't know. But that's out there. Kenneth Miller, Dr. Kenneth Miller, he's one of the chief authors for Pearson is one of the big textbook companies in America, and he's the primary author for Pearson's biology textbooks. I don't know if he still is, but he was for many, many years. And
what was the name again? I'm sorry.
Kenneth Miller.
Kenneth Miller. Okay. Yeah,
it's cool. A pretty generic name.
The very first guy you mentioned was Francis Collins.
Francis Collins. Yeah.
Okay, cool.
So there's right. there's those three. I mean, most high school science teachers are going
basically
to
basically, like, I was just curious because, you know, I'm as I'm learning more about evolution, it kind of makes the Adam and Eve story less plausible, right? Because, like, to assume that evolution can happen, but specifically two human beings that everybody else came from were created amidst the entire process of evolution is kind of wild. But like I mentioned earlier, if the Adam and Eve creation account is wrong, then there's no fall. There was no need for Jesus, and the entire gospel is irrelevant. So yeah, I was just kind of
monumental to my deconstruction, that realization. Yeah, there was no original. I mean, there are going to be people that just choose to believe that God had a personal relationship with two people, like humans evolved, but God chose to like reveal himself to two people, Adam and Eve.
Yeah, I've heard that kind of theoretical view on it.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, there's a dude on this on TikTok. He goes by Big John Steele. He believes in evolution, as far as I know. And he seems to know a lot of sources and read a lot. So you could ask him, because his own like personal opinion, like he's never studied evolution as far as I know, but he may be able to like give you a source on somebody he looked into that shows how evolution and Catholicism specifically can work hand in hand.
Well, I mean, full disclosure, I'm not a Catholic. I don't believe the Trinity. Like there's a lot of nonsense Christian doctrine that's just kind of retarded. But more so, I was just kind of, I wanted somebody who is in the science, like of evolutionary biology, who can look at it and be like,
okay, yeah,
no, this shit actually happens, right? This is something real in the world that we see and observe. And I was specifically curious how they reconcile that, because here's the thing, right? You probably hear this a lot. I'm not an idiot. I know that if there is no evidence for something, that believing it is purely faith, right? And like, to an extent, I'm fine with that. But I also have this desire to know whether or not I'm doing something and it's a waste of time or not. So if I could like find somebody who's in the science and still somehow is able to maintain their faith, that's good enough for me. Like I can,
yeah, I
can rest easy at night and be fine.
I think Francis Collins probably wrote a book about it. Let's see. Let me see what I can find here. I want to say that he did, but maybe I'm hallucinating that. Oh yeah, The Language of God by Francis Collins.
Okay.
So yeah,
cool.
In that book, he discusses how he makes them work together. I've never heard of that guy before. He's a physicist.
Well, that's cool, man. I like to read, so the Language of God I'll probably pick up the next time I go to Barnes & Noble or something. But I won't take up any more of your time, man. I appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem. You're welcome. Get a free book, 2 free audiobooks, and ad-free videos by becoming a Patreon member.